Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this beautiful, wonderful section in Psalm 119, the third section. And thank you, Father God, as I just read this, I see the prophets of old, I see the apostles of old. And thank you, Jesus, I even see you, your life that was lived here, where you became flesh. So we could see the love of God, the plan of God, the will for our lives. And so thank you, Lord. Thank you for this beautiful portion of this psalm, Father God. And I pray it not just for myself, but for every brother and sister out there. And especially on now, Women's Day that we're celebrating today. Thank you, Lord, as the bride of Christ, Lord. Let the bride of Christ take hold of this psalm. And know this is the reality that us who have given our life, who has lost our life, that has now found life and true life in the family, in the new covenant, in our names written in heaven for us. Lord, bless the psalm to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Psalm 119 from verse 17 to 24 out of the Message translation. Be generous with me, and I'll live a full life. Not for a minute will I take my eyes off your road. Open my eyes so I can see what you show me of your miracle wonders. I'm a stranger in these parts. Give me clear directions. My soul is starved and hungry, ravenous, insatiable for your nourishing commands. And those who think they know so much, ignoring everything you tell them, let them have it. Don't let them mock and humiliate me. I've been careful to do just what you said. While bad neighbors maliciously gossip about me, I'm absorbed in pondering your wise counsel. Yes, your sayings on life are what give me delight. I listen to them as to good neighbors.
Hallelujah, precious, eh? Beautiful. Eh? This is really the prayer of a saint, the longing of a saint. And just one thing, you know, that is so important. There's been many, and the concepts have been pushed that this earth is not for us, you know. Heaven is our home, but we forget our Father, where Jesus prays, this is what we need. Your kingdom, heaven, come on earth as it is in heaven. So the reality, this is the understanding, the heart, and the belief of God for us on this planet, on this earth. The Father, the Son, the kingdom of God, all the saints that have gone ahead, that very foundation we built on the apostles and the prophets, they're all coming back here. Psalm 37 says it very clearly. 8 times in that psalm, it says the wicked are going to be removed. And then 9 times it says, and the righteous will inherit the earth. So, guys, we need to know we're not the aliens and we're not the strangers here. We are the called out ones. We are the children of God that is representing him in every way, and therefore representing the life, the heart, the attitude that every person should have. And if they haven't got it, they are counting themselves unworthy of eternal life. And therefore they are putting themselves in the council of the wicked, in the place of the wicked. And so that also means the lake of fire. Sounds horrible, guys, but it's the truth. We who have lost our life have found our life in Christ Jesus. And then this earth was made for God and his people. Be blessed as you take hold of this wonderful psalm. Make it your prayer. Make it your love. Make it your desire to stick close to God and his path, so as to help bring the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.